Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anjaliya and today is Thursday, May 2nd. And here are some top things to know before the market opens. The markets took a U-turn from its lifetime high on April 30th as participants seem to have turned cautious ahead of the outcome of US Federal Reserve's meeting. The US Federal Reserve has chosen to maintain current interest rates during its recent meeting. While indicating a leaning towards potential reductions in borrowing costs in the future, the Fed remains cautious, citing recent disappointing inflation readings. The central bank has raised concerns over recent inflation data, suggesting a potential setback in efforts to achieve a more balanced economy. The policy rate remains within the range of 5.25 to 5.50. As per investors, the overall sentiment remains positive as the index traded above all moving averages, and as long as Nifty 50 holds key support of 22,300, the upward rally towards 23,000 may resume once again after likely consolidation in the immediate term. According to experts, the consolidation, if any, in the immediate term will be expected. On expected lines, especially after hitting a new high. And if the index breaks 22,300, then selling pressure may extend towards 22,000. Moving on to stocks in focus, Wipro. The technology services and consulting company has received contract from Nokia to overhaul its employee service decks and provide seamless real-time IT support to global network of employees. Godrej Group. The Godrej family has reached an agreement to split the conglomerate into two branches, with Adi and brother Nadir keeping the listed entities while cousin Jamshed gets the control of the unlisted companies and the land bank as per the pact shared with the stock exchanges on April 30th. The agreement submitted to the exchanges addresses issues of royalty, brand usage and land bank development. RVNL, Rail Vikas Nigam, the state-owned railway company, has emerged as the lowest bidder for a project worth Rs 390 crore from Eastern Railway. The company will do construction of Sitarampur bypass line under Ansol division of Eastern Railway. Havells India, the home appliance company, has recorded net profit of Rs 449 crore for the quarter ended March financial year 2024, rising 24.1% over the corresponding period of the previous fiscal, with strong top line and operating numbers. Revenue from operations also grew by 12% on year to Rs 5,434 crore for the quarter. Adani Total Gas. The City Gas Distribution Company has reported net profit at Rs 168 crore for March financial year 2024 quarter, growing 71.5% over corresponding period of the previous fiscal, backed by strong operating numbers due to lower cost of natural gas. Revenue from operations, excluding excise duty, grew by 4.7% on year to Rs 1,167 crore for the quarter, with sales volume increasing 20% year-on-year. FII and DII data. On April 30th, foreign institutional investors net bought 1,071 crore worth of shares, while domestic institutional investors pumped in 1,429 crore. On to our Voice of the Day segment, we have Meeta Shetty, Fund Manager, Tata Mutual Fund, talking about her outlook on the pharma sector as well as the IT and new age tech sector. Let's listen in.
Let's start with the IT sector. During this results season, so far, at least one thing which has come out very clearly and which is very common across companies is the cautionary trend. Most companies have highlighted that there is a delay in the execution of the deals which have been signed, and there's also delay for the closure of new deal signings. All of this cautionary stance is largely coming from the US and Europe due to the fear of recession which has been there for a while. We think that this caution will probably last for a couple of more quarters. But from the 3 to 5 year horizon, we remain confident that these spends will come back and will be growth driver for the Indian IT services industry. Even though the growth outlook is tepid, there were a few positive things to highlight. We've seen some strong show on margins from a few companies. We've also seen deal wins continuing to remain strong. Even though the growth outlook is tepid, companies have managed to work well on the cost, and that is reflected in strong margins, at least by a few companies. Deal wins also are showing a lot of strength, which has been the trend for past few quarters. If I look at the cloud companies' results, that's also showing a lot of optimism. The growth has seen an uptick versus the previous quarters. On the valuation side for Indian IT services industry, the sector is trading at 24 times to 25 times band for FY26 earnings. When we compare this to the pre-COVID numbers, the sector was trading at about 18 to 20 band. Well, one may say that the valuations are expensive versus pre-COVID, but one has to remember that the growth rates in the pre-COVID times were around mid-single digits, whereas the expectation is that the sectors will bounce back to a double-digit kind of growth, driven by a lot of drivers like cloud migration, Gen AI, digitization, etc. Let's shift our focus to the pharma sector now. Nifty Pharma showed a very strong comeback in the last calendar year, or this fiscal, I would say, after a lull of almost 7 to 8 years. There were two legs to this rally. One was a very strong show by the healthcare, particularly the hospital sector. And second was due to the very strong comeback of the pharma sector. This comeback was largely driven by US pricing scenario improving materially over the last 1 year. Since 2015, we had seen that the US generic market was getting extremely competitive with multiple players chasing the same molecule. What this had led to was a severe price competition. In short, a deflationary trend, which went to levels like 15 to 20%. But over the past 1 year, due to rationalization of multiple companies trying to pull out of molecules which were highly unprofitable, and also due to some bankruptcies which we saw in the US market by the large pharma companies, both these things led to increased number of shortages in the US market and also some rationalization on the pricing front. As we see the data today, we think that the shortage scenario might prevail for a little longer time in the US. And India being a very strategic partner to the US pharma industry with over 400 US FDA approved formulation plants in India will play a key role to mitigate these shortages. We also expect the pricing scenario to remain rational, at least in the near future. Both of these things would mean revenue opportunities for the Indian generic players with a slightly higher profitability. If I look at the valuations for the sector has traded at about 30% premium to the broader markets on a long-term basis. We've seen it trading at 0% level premium to all the way up to 80%. Currently, the sector is trading near its long-term average. Looking at the healthcare piece, we think that be it hospitals or diagnostics, we have few long-term plays here and we see the industry growing for multiple years to come. At a broader level, we remain positive both on the pharma as well as the healthcare piece.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time tomorrow.